If the lady from the parking lot is listening, fuck you.
Oh, when anyone says they need to calm down, I do quite the opposite.
What are we doing for Valentine's Day? I just lost the Super Bowl.
Dude, the fact that it's not legal to get a head in the end zone is crazy.
No woman would know about the coming on socks technology.
Guys, I got some corn updates. Corn. And we ain't talking about farmer shit. Can I say shit?
Yeah. What are your updates?
Dude, my updates is nothing.
Which is a massive update.
Which is a big update. Guys, I keep getting DMs from you guys. It's really, really funny. I keep getting DMs from people that go, hey, don't touch yourself today. I swear to God.
Oh, that's great.
It's so funny. It's like this massive community building. People DM me like, hey, man, I'm with you too. Solidarity.
No way.
Yeah, so it's
I'm going to have millions of people just DM you links all day.
Dude, but when I announced it, I literally thought it was going to be like that. It's quite the opposite.
No, it's an oddly supportive anti-touch community out there.
Yeah.
They're very, like, there for people. Like in the clips that we posted about it, there's a lot of comments being like, bless Michael, he's doing what I did years ago and I can see colors that I've never seen before.
Oh yeah, I can play the harmonica now.
Really?
No, but it'd be funny if I could just play an instrument that's fucking sick.
But do you think you're any more backed up, or do you think with a girlfriend you're not?
Oh, I mean, there's definitely like some date. If I'm on the road, dog, like I don't, but there's not, I haven't had a night where I'm like, oh fuck, I'm looking at the baby.
Really?
Boy, and the baby boy was like, hey, Michael, touch me. Cause did he? But.
Oh.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. But yeah, but I haven't really had one of those. But you know what I'm doing? Just watching basketball. Just watching basketball. There's something less hot than watching basketball. If I get hard watching basketball, I need to address that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to break up my girlfriend.
You need to Luca at some fucking Pornhub after that.
I mean, so fucking funny.
I can't believe.
It's so funny, I can't even laugh. Dude, guys, I think everyone missed it. He said, Luca at porn. I mean, fuck
Luca,
everyone. It's the funniest guy.
Doncanovich. What's his last name? Doncvich?
Go ahead, keep going.
Luka Doncic.
Go ahead, keep going.
Luca Brasi.
Yep, that's it.
Who's that? That's from a movie?
Yeah, something like that. Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
So you get horny and you just watch basketball.
Yeah. It's like
what if this has a reverse effect?
It's like my antidote.
Right. Okay. What if this has a reverse effect? And like
I only want to fuck my girlfriend in a basketball jersey now?
Right. But like what if you're like hooking up and you can't get hard and you're like, put on the Mavs.
Funny. Maybe.
Like, what if?
Maybe. And what if it's a very specific team? Like I only only the 09. Timberwolves.
Yeah. 09 Nets, please.
Oh, it gets real specific.
Yeah.
Like I'm watching like old All-Star games in 1983. Magic Johnson only.
Michael Jordan's last year as a wizard.
Yeah, when he's 45, it's the only time I can come.
So their name is the Wizards?
Yeah, they changed it from the Bullets.
Fun.
Really fun. But there was too many bullets flying, too many real bullets flying in D.C. at that time. Too much crack.
Yeah, but has there ever been a wizard in D.C.?
Just the basketball players.
Speaking of Michael Jordan, did you see his son Marcus got arrested for DUI?
What an unfortunate face.
It's so
Can
fun.
I say that?
DUI and cocaine possession. Wouldn't that
he
make you drive normal?
Came out of the
no
balls
one?
Of Michael Jordan.
Yeah, it was a swish.
This.
For three. But if you're Michael Jordan, you're not going to have like a scholarly like son who's not out here partying doing cocaine. Like,
I mean, but
if you're Michael Jordan, you don't. Yeah, you don't have time to like really like be a
Bronny's son is
LeBron's
in the
son, Bronny.
What'd I say? Did I say Bronny's son?
You said Bronny's son.
LeBron James' son Bronny is in the league. Maybe he shouldn't be, whatever. That's not the point. The point is he's in the league and he's a very successful, head on straight type of dude. What
for
happened?
For now.
Okay. For sure. No, I'll give
How
you
old
that
is Michael
sure.
Jordan's son?
Like
all I'm saying is if my dad would have followed some fucking dreams and been in a movie or two, I would have been off the fence at age 9.
It's true.
Are you kidding me?
That's true.
I mean, my dad was in sales and came home every night and said, I love you every day. You think I'm going down a bad path?
I hear you, dude. I have a whole fucking bit about Bieber. His greatest accomplishment is that he's not dead.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
Like, fuck a Grammy. He's not dead. That's crazy.
But that's unrelated maybe because Bieber's parents, I think, were... on his life. I think they're divorced. But if Bieber had a kid, which I think he does. He has one right now. What's his name? Like Jack?
Yeah, his name's Jack.
Good.
You know what's crazy? You can't even name Michael Jordan's son's name.
What?
You can't name Michael Jordan's
his,
son's
Michael
name.
Jordan's son's name is Michael Jordan's son.
Yes, that's messed up. That's the part.
What is his name?
It's Marcus.
Marcus?
What does Marcus do? We'll get into the story in a second. First of all,
so he's 32.
This is hilarious. What does he do for a living? Does he just work for Michael Jordan's company, right? I feel like I've looked this up before. I have, dude. I've been going on fucking weird.
You like goon to NBA.
I have. I took a picture. You want to see me gooning this morning? I took a picture
this morning
because I wanted to show you guys of how fucking funny when you're off porn. This is what you watch. Look, I'm literally gooning. I'm in my office working out, gooning basketball. Look.
This morning?
Yeah.
This is why you were an hour late. You were gooning to highlights. You were working out to Michael Jordan.
No, not to Michael Jordan. I don't know who the it's the Knicks. But this was at like 9 a.m.
What the fuck? You got to get back on porn, man. my friend.
I'm getting weirder when I'm off porn.
Yeah, you're like, I feel great, but I've been jerking off the mini putt recently.
He dates Laura Pippen from the years 2022 to 2024.
I did see that. Can we bring up Laura Pippen just for scientific research?
And the only other thing I could find on him is he runs a sneaker store. And it was contestant on Peacock series, The Traitors. So not much is going on in Marcus's life.
Yeah.
Oof. Can you imagine being that kid just being like, hey, when the fuck are you going to die? Like, that's what he's been thinking about. He's probably been in a dark alley.
Did dad seen that or he's thinking about his dad?
He's thinking about his dad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, he's been in a dark alley many times with some like nefarious character has been like, dude, how much money can I give you to kill Michael Jordan?
But if I'm his son, I'm being like, just give me a milli here and I'll fuck off.
Well, that's what he does.
Yeah, I guess, probably.
Actually, you know what?
Go to the photo, Larissa.
There's no way Jordan's giving any money.
You don't think?
No.
What's Jordan's net worth?
I think it's like $3 billion.
Yeah. Give me a mil a month and I'll shut up.
Yeah, but he's not giving... Jordan is maniacal, bro. There's no fucking... I guess that. That's crazy. Jordan... The mentality that I know of Jordan, like I know him personally, but like he's... There's no way he's giving away money.
To his son?
Fuck his son. This loser. You're a loser.
Right, but to get him out of your life, you know how recently there's people in the news who are paying people hush money?
Yeah.
Maybe a country singer?
Uh-huh.
I'm doing that to my son. Hey, dad, shh, here's a mil. Fuck off.
Yeah, but I feel like the mill is going to like make
go to Disneyland. Shut up.
But don't you feel like the mill he's going to have more, he's going to have a better chance of fucking up more?
Absolutely.
Well, that's the problem.
But that first month with that first milli, you go down to the government and you say, that's not my dad. And then I'll Venmo you every second of the month, shing, million.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So
disassociate. Yeah. Like divorce my child.
He's tried. Dude,
who's the wife? The mom.
Yeah, he picked the wrong one. It's Jordan's fault. But if you're Jordan, you got to pick like Cheryl Swoops.
Yeah. Lisa Leslie.
Something like that.
Can we see a photo of her respectfully?
So her name is Juanita Vinoy.
All right.
What did she do? Did she do like D1 something?
Oh, she do some D something.
I mean, so, like, if you're Jordan, you have a responsibility to the world to try to procreate with like someone that's that there's the chance that maybe we get Michael Jordan too. You know?
Well, that's what he tried, and he went to college at, I think it was the UFC Knights, and just was a complete failure.
UCF. What is this? He went to UCF to play.
Yeah.
University of Central Florida. He played basketball there.
Who? Yeah.
The Sun.
No, he sucks.
Yeah,
he sucks. But I'm not saying Jordan married the wrong woman. Jordan needed to marry.
Well, he doesn't even need to marry the
Serena Williams.
Yeah.
Yo.
Crip walking on that dick.
We need to take Michael Jordan's sperm, give it to Serena. Because have you seen Serena's husband? He looks like a walking marshmallow.
He looks like an unfrosted Pop-Tart.
100%. It's no.
But he's, good for him.
Fuck that.
The photo I saw them on the boat, yeah, he's kind of got that like skinny Elon build, but Serena,
go ahead.
What a build.
Yeah.
What a
great forehand. And backhand, you understand what I'm saying? But I think you should take Jordan sperm and Serena Williams, or LeBron and Serena. Bang.
Or LeBron and Jordan sperm. Mix
Holy
it up.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, if you put Jordan and fucking LeBron sperm.
Dude, that would explode a vagina. It would literally be in there. Pff.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere. I mean, dude, could you imagine the cyborg?
I think we could end world, or we could end world. Not end world peace. I think we could create world peace. We go to any place, say, hey, listen, insert country we have beef with. We have a vial of LeBron Jordan semen.
Together.
Together. Mixed. Yeah.
We're going to put it on a drone, and it's going to fly to the center of the earth. And then it comes out, and it creates this fucking megazord of basketball.
Space Jam 3.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying we can give that to somebody.
We can be like, hey. Give it to him as a gift?
Yeah, be like, hey, stop beefing with us. Here's like the best sperm in the world.
Yeah, but you know what they would do with that sperm?
No.
I mean, they would put Jordan's sperm into like a mule and be like, yo, look how fast this mule is.
It's a good mule.
Goddamn.
Yeah, that's the photo I saw.
He's packing.
Why would you? What?
I mean, now we understand why.
Well, he's one of the initial founders of Reddit.
Dude, you cut his arm, SPF would come out. Look at that thing. What is that? It's a fucking bag of yogurt. I mean, he's so wealthy, congrats, but like, that's, Serena's gonna procreate with that guy?
Yeah, but she's so athletic.
Look at this guy.
The child will still, yeah, I mean, maybe they'll play like lacrosse or something, but the child will be, it'll be good.
There's no way that Serena is, her athleticism is not gonna override that.
You're out of your mind. Of course it is. Are you kidding
that,
me? You take
that
his-
guy's gonna trip over a curb.
You take his intellect, her athletics and intellect. Dude, that's a great, that kid's got a future.
It's going to be a smart pile of laundry.
Yeah, what am I talking about? That's the next Marcus Jordan. Boy, he's going to be getting DUIs off some fucking Grey Goose and milk at age 4.
100%. I mean,
wait, so what did he got a DUI, Marcus did?
Marcus got a DUI by going on the train tracks. And
I'm glad you're looking at worldstarhiphop.com for your news here.
Look how he explains why, how he took this wrong turn.
Have you seen this?
Oh, no.
Turned onto the train tracks, apparently. Yeah.
Apparently.
But yeah, we're not getting back in the car right now, okay? The reason why, so.
Do me a favor, keep your hands out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep your hands out of your pocket.
There's nothing in my pocket. That's all, I'm back down.
Let's hands up in
here,
brother.
Man, you know.
Bro. Oh, damn. You got hoes?
I'm Michael Jordan's son.
There it is.
I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just trying to get home. And I made a wrong turn.
Okay.
Hey, you're going to make a wrong turn. You're on the fucking train tracks.
He's a good, like,
and it's not even
mile.
Like, oh, yeah, it's deep in it. It's not like a
quick. Oh, yeah, he's been on the train tracks.
Oh, yeah. He thinks he's on Autotopia at Disneyland riding that goddamn curb.
This motherfucker puts his head up and goes, wah, wah.
He's deep on it. Deep on it. And then, first of all, you see a random hoe get out the car. Oh, yeah, what were you guys doing? Paint night? No, that boy is sauced up.
At what point are you dropping on Michael Jordan's son?
Immediately.
I mean, yeah. Literally.
I'm getting out of the car like this.
Yeah,
100%. Immediately. Immediately. But the problem is, this cop looks like he doesn't give a fuck. You have to be like, I'm Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s stepbrother. He'd be like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Like this. Yeah. What?
Yeah. I mean, this cop.
I want to see him fist fight Mahomes' dad. Just DUI of the century.
They're actually, yeah.
Dude, Mahomes' whole family just keeps getting him in trouble.
Mm-hmm. His brother, what the fuck?
His brother just like taking photos with Trump and shit. Like his brother, like the whole family is trying to like, I would reverse Michael Jordan, what we're talking about. Yeah, I'd be like, guys, you're all cut off.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You work at Dairy Queen now. I'm your wife. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me that ring and the other ring that I want. His whole family is like not a terrible look, but his whole family.
Terrible look.
Is just always in the news.
I'll kill them all. Everyone needs to die.
Oh.
Leave me alone. I'm one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah.
Everyone sit the fuck down.
Oh, my
down.
God. Isn't that crazy?
You know what?
What are we doing for Valentine's Day? I just lost the Super Bowl.
Dude, you know what I would do? Literally, it's exactly the opposite of what I would do if I was Jordan. If I'm Mahomes, I'm like, y'all want to get paid? Shut the fuck up. The second that you fuck up again, no money.
Yeah.
So now what do you guys want to do?
That's crazy.
Everyone sit down.
Clearly, we would just like to get our car off of the train tracks.
It's
which
true.
We were not trying
confirm.
To be on.
The girl. I can confirm. Good. Way to add to this.
I mean, I'm just saying, if there's six of us and we throw this thing in reverse,
I've already got concerns for your level of
you're hammered, bro.
That's why.
But also get the car off the train tracks.
See, get the Lambo off the train tracks.
Come on, man. Just listen to me. That's why I don't want you back behind the wheel anyways, okay? I'm fine behind the wheel. I just would like to get my car out of this.
There's so many logos on the screen. TMZ Sports, World Star Hip Hop, body camera footage, guy's face is blurred out.
Okay? Because I hear spinning tires. I hear slurred speech from you. You're driving on train tracks.
I'm not slurring anything. And I'm...
Okay. I'm letting you know. I have concerns.
Right, listen, cool, man, I'm just trying to get some head on the train track.
Is there a big problem? Thomas, my tank engine.
I appreciate your concerns.
Yeah, I don't want
But I am not.
If I'm him, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, sir, why are on the train tracks? Michael Jordan's son.
Chicago Bulls, 90s.
Yeah, sir, give me your hands. I need to put a handcuff. Michael Jordan's
son. Just do it. Just do it. Nike.
So who's John Rocker?
John Rocker is an ex-MLB player. I don't know what the beef is.
Wow, we look alike.
With Pat Mahomes Sr., but they got
Pat
fight.
Mahomes Sr. is just boozing and starting fights. It's like me in college off two Don Julios being like, what'd you say about the size of my fucking traps, pussy? Your son's in the Super Bowl. Get out of the streets.
Yeah, get out of the streets, dude. And one of them is jacked. Is John Rocker, Rucker, whatever the guy that is, huge? Oh, my God.
You think the guy on the left was Mahomes' dad?
You're going to fight him.
Like, imagine you just lost, and then you open your phone, and your dad's just scrapping.
Yeah.
I'm going to my will. Erase, erase, erase.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he, in the group chat, if one more person fucks up, no one's getting money. Everyone self-police themselves.
Yeah, we're getting a new sponsor. It's from Mouth Tape. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Sit down.
But everybody in his family is always in the news, and he's like, dude, I'm just trying to throw the football. Just trying to.
Well, he says, "I was football." Why is he talk so weird? He's got to fix that. How you gonna throw it 80 yards?
He is crazy talented. But he was playing
he was playing like he got hit in the head with a baseball bat.
He was playing like he was out partying with his dad the night before. Yeah. Dude, I mean, he was beaming about the ground. I'm like, you're the number one quarterback in the. What's going on here?
He got so nervous.
Yeah, you know, it was fun. I just gave in. I went for the Eagles, and it made the game really fun.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, it's great. Dude, Cooper DeJean? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's how you say
dude.
It.
Oh!
Dude, he's hot and fucking talented.
Dude, good. On his birthday, rookie year, first interception is a pick six to the house. I mean, I would just have that exact 13 seconds looping in my house.
Yeah. That's like an NFT.
Yeah. That's all that plays. TV screen, what do you want to watch? This again?
This. Don't you have Netflix? Shut the fuck up and watch this.
Retire. I would go to the coach and be like, I got to call it here.
Dude, the fact that it's not legal to get a head in the end zone is crazy. It should be legal. I did a pick six.
What
it's
a celebration
rookie year. It's
dance.
My fuck. I mean, come.
He's just doing this.
Yeah, you know how people get in that little bucket? That little, you know.
What?
They get in that little bucket.
That's in Dallas. Yeah, the
Salvation Army
bucket. You know who should be in that bucket? Hose. You should open the bucket. A hose should jump out. Should get a head.
Like a birthday cake?
And then
should
go TV timeout. It should be a head timeout.
It would be funny like if you.
Sponsored by Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, knees and toes. My neck might crack, my pussy in my back.
Goddamn.
But imagine you go out there and like, all right, ladies, head time. There's just swarms of girls. Jack's in the back. Cooper!
Well, this is about 5 days after the parade on Broad Street. How many girls do you think he's...
Oh, he's wifed.
Oh, he is? He's wifed up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the Delco girls care about that.
Oh, is he a Delco guy? Hilarious.
No, he's not a Delco guy, but he's an Iowa boy.
Wow.
What, is that where you went to college?
Yes.
Wow.
God damn,
I'm telling you, dude, if you're in the NFL, dude, you have to be wifed up. You have to be. Dude, that is a nightmare. That is a jungle full of hoes.
Yeah, being single in the NFL.
Oh, my. Single, if you're a professional athlete and you're single, I mean, dude, you're not making it. Like, you're not making it.
Yeah.
It's literally, there's like panther hoes and tiger hoes and bear hoes. Yeah. Oh, my. And you're so just. Like,
what happened to him? Tore his ACL? No, tore his COCK.
It's done.
Yeah.
I lost my ball at fucking Liv.
Yeah, every time you hit a home run, fuck it, you get an RBI and there's hoes in your DMs. Be like, fuck? Question mark?
You think we have one good set? The Laugh Factor is like a half a hoe. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Grand slam?
Oh, my God.
I mean, what? And the level. I mean, we're talking about 13s. We're not talking about some like Des Moines bitch.
Oh, out of 10. Yeah. Oh, I mean global. DeGene probably getting Miami hoes being like, go Birds, fly Eagles fly. Oh, how about I fly myself out to you?
Buddy, but we're talking about Barcelona hoes.
Yeah.
The internet, worldwide. Dude, Barcelona hoes, zero English, send in Cooper DeGene, just pussy with mustard on it.
Yeah, if I'm that DeGene guy, I'm never leaving Philadelphia if I'm that guy.
I'm not leaving my house.
No, you are.
Okay.
Because you go to any restaurant and they go, hi, we're actually full for tonight. I'm DeGene, bitch. Right this way. You want to be the chef?
Oh, right. Oh, right. You want to be the hostess?
You can run that town.
Yeah.
And you know what? Good for him.
I'm not leaving.
Well, when I'm doing Bensalem, PA, I'm going to come out in a DeGene jersey.
Wow.
Well, you know what's funny is like as a hot girlfriend, if you're dating somebody in the NFL and they have a good game, like your stock rises too. It's like Prize Picks. You're like, over, under. I'm going, he's going to be hotter. And better, so am I. The better your man gets, the hotter you get.
True.
One of the funniest things is an announcer finds an Alabama quarterback and they put her on the TV and he just completely nuts himself about her.
Really?
And she got famous off of that.
A quarterback at Alabama. You see that lovely lady there? She does go to Auburn. I want to admit that. But she also, this Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, okay? And right there on the right is D.D. Bonner.
That's I got a D.D. Bonner myself.
That's what a beautiful woman. Wow. AJ's doing some things right now.
So Jesus Christ, bro. I mean, it's literally like a drunk uncle at a fucking family barbecue. He's looking at your cousin. You're like, relax, dude.
Honestly, if I'm that old and I got time to kill in between plays, I'm doing that with random people, too.
No, for
at
sure.
Row 13-9, we got a girl with a triple rack over here. What's the over-under? She's going to flash a nip if it gets any colder in the third quarter.
I mean, my man forgot he was on ESPN. He thought he was in the backyard.
Yeah. Thought he was in the basement. God, good for her.
Are they still together?
Yes, they are still together.
Oh, it's beautiful. Did he get drafted?
Yeah, but he was a bust.
Oh, really? Fuck. Where'd he go?
Can you imagine being the Alabama starting quarterback, he get drafted, and dude, you go, oh, I suck.
The Rams backup, same way. He fucking balled out at Georgia. It was like unreal. What's his name, Jack?
Oh, well, AJ McCarron plays in the
ULV or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, the fake league.
What the hell?
How old is he?
He is
34. So how long was he in the league for? This makes me so sad, honestly.
I know.
How long was he in the
league? This is like the equivalent of me like going to like Czechoslovakia to do like TikToks for them.
100%.
Which I would do.
I would too, yeah. Right now.
I'll play for the Falcons, Bengals. Wow.
He's been in the league for a little bit, so he got paid.
Go to Rams second string, and then I have a great Michael Blauson story.
Oh, shit. I forgot about this.
But this guy, I don't know what it was. I forget his name.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, Jimmy G's hot.
Jimmy G's so hot.
Stetson Bennett. Dude, I think he played at Georgia, was like Heisman, like fucking balled out.
Yes.
And then I don't know what happened. I think he took like a mental health break or something and just like 20, I don't know, man. He just like tried to, couldn't get it together or something. 27.
Oh, he still can do it.
Hopefully, yeah.
Because of mental health issues.
But like balled out, like went to Georgia crazy and then just couldn't.
Did he get drafted and has some mental health stuff and came back type of thing?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, okay.
But it's one of those things where you're looking at it and, you know, this is me essentially gooning to basketball like you did. It's like myself laying in bed one night, like 2 a.m. trying to sleep. And I'm just like watching highlights of him. And like George was like, dude, this guy was so fucking good.
I know.
And sometimes it just doesn't convert. But yeah, to your point, he is still young and, you know.
He's still young. But dude, there's such, I don't think people realize that there's a massive difference from college to pros.
Yeah.
Like it's like think about the top college athletes from every year and they get drafted and now they're just in the fucking league. So it's like the top of the top of the top of the top. And even if you're the top in that year in college, doesn't mean anything. The game's faster, there's so much more pressure because there's money. Like it's gnarly.
And then you make it and your dad just starts fighting ex baseball players on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, and then you have a dumb fucking son. Lambo's on a goddamn track like he's playing Legos.
Isn't that crazy? Like everybody just relax. I'm doing the thing.
I'm doing it.
Do not interfere.
Yeah. Don't interfere.
I'm gonna be Michael Jordan. All you have to do is not get a DUI on a train track with cocaine and some random, maybe random, I don't know. Nice lady.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm literally going to have a contract with all my family members if I get to some crazy level. I'm like, listen, here's what you're going to get. Here's what you stand to make if you relax. Every single time you fuck up, it goes down 17%.
I'm making them all sign an NDA, and it stands for nobody do anything.
I love it.
Sit down, shut up.
Sit down.
We can talk at Thanksgiving.
You suck cock for a living. Shut up.
Well, so
who's that? The girlfriend of the son?
All of it.
Let's take your careers. Well, let's say you guys start doing arenas, and your wife or your son.
Wives, multiple.
Okay, wives.
Kidding. Mormon, Utah.
They start acting out. When's the conversation happen?
Handcuffs, basement, shut up.
Quickly. Well, no, I mean, you just say like the next morning say, hey, I think things got a little out of line. You know, just want to, can I help anything? You know, the image, I don't want to, you are essentially in the spotlight as well. And I don't want you to feel embarrassed.
You're
going to
do it nice.
The first time.
Oh, I'm gunned to the face. First time. I just played MSG twice. If you fuck this up for me, I will gun you down on the street.
Well,
do not do this.
You might not be able to do MSG a third time if you gun somebody down.
I'm not going
to
gun them down. I'm just saying I will gun you down.
Oh.
Gun to the face. They wake up. You ever seen those movies where they wake up like, and the wife's on top of them? Like fucking the
what
gun?
Movie was that? I just watched.
Like, so many movies.
Goodfellas.
Yeah, that's dude, I'm so happy you saw the movie. Yeah,
that scene's awesome.
Awesome. But like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to literally be on top of whoever. I don't care if it's my son, my cousin, whatever. Gun to the face. Shut up. I just said MSG. If you fuck this up for me, I will cut your dick off and mail it to some weird South Korean country, and they're going to make a fucking puppet out of it. I'm going to have Jeff Dunham do it in another arena.
Well, whose dick are you cutting off?
Everyone's.
Okay.
My cousins, my brothers. I don't care.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be dickless if you keep fucking up.
Okay.
I'm going to make dick soup out of it.
Let's take this a step farther. Since Patrick Mahomes' dad actually played in the MLB, and he was a decent player.
Oh, did he play with that guy back in the day?
I think that's there's an existing
boys being boys. Yeah. It's like when two cats see each other and start fooling around.
Yeah, but say that you have a son that becomes a better comedian than you are.
Well, shoot him.
Then you're getting wasted. You're getting wasted and hating your life.
Oh, I see. Because the dad's like, that should be me out there. Oh, this is all justified. I thought he used to work for like Hoover Vacuums or something.
Yeah, I thought it was like Drake's dad. I didn't know he was in MLB. Was he decent?
Used to do music too.
But no, I mean, you know what I mean? Fuck, he played the tambourine.
Yeah.
For some funk band in like 1971.
That justifies everything. Isn't that fucked? It's like you put all this pressure on your son to be like, you got to be a star. You got to be a star. And then the kid is a star and you're like, I'm not that big.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted you to go to like the Panthers, like D3, like starting.
Yeah, now I'm furious. Give me a spoon and some heroin.
Isn't that funny to do heroin? You need a spoon?
It is funny. I use a spork. So when I'm hungry, I can do heroin and eat macaroni.
Where's Gabe?
Goddamn.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Goddamn.
Anyways, dude, I have such a good Michael Blaustein moment.
I am so excited.
I have, and when I say Michael Blaustein moment, I mean like an altercation. I was going fucking Pat Mahomes' dad on somebody.
Holy shit.
We're talking Michael with the sunglasses on in DC. Deep cut reference, but like I haven't been this mad. Yeah, maybe in 5 years.
Wow. I'm like literally aroused.
So I was leaving the studio. What would that be? Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday. And I'm leaving around 5-ish. So the block's hot. A lot of cars. A lot going on.
Yeah.
And I was meeting here for like 2 hours, and then I was going to a shoot, and then I had like 3 shows that night. So it was like, there's not a lot of room for errors that day. I'm leaving the exit on that side, not on that street over there.
Yep.
Not the one if you're gonna.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a car in front of me. I'm behind the car.
Oh God.
The car in front of me is trying to turn right. But there's a van that's trying to turn into the parking lot.
Okay.
But there's not enough space because the car in front of me is blocking up. So the car in front of me just puts it in reverse.
No.
And just hits my car.
Sure.
Hits my car.
Okay.
The guy gets out of the car. You know who it is? It's the
Patrick
fucking
Mahomes. Oh.
His dad. He's hammered. Marcus Jordan. It's the fucking parking attendant.
Oh, yeah. We don't like this dude.
Fucking parking attendant. This man is like 93 years old. There's no way he has a backup camera.
He thinks he invented parking, by
his,
the way.
Oh my God. His backup camera's on a fucking Motorola Razr. So we already have beef with this guy because he just, for whatever reason, is just.
He takes his job too seriously.
Yes.
And it's too much. It's like, dude, we've been in the same studio for, what, 3 years? It's like, you know us. Leave us alone.
Yeah, and when he walks up to your car, he's like, where's your parking pass? And I point to it. I was on the phone one time in the car, and he's standing at my hood, and he's like tapping on the car. He goes, parking pass, parking pass. I go, I'm pointing at it. I go, it's right here. And he goes, parking pass. I go, it's on the fucking car. And then he goes, oh, and then walks away. So the guy hits it, and I'm like, whatever. This guy's like 98 years old. I'm not even mad at him.
Yeah.
This happens. It's whatever. He's an older man in a Camry. He's going to hit your car.
Yeah, that's what inevitable. Happened. It's a brown Camry. I mean, it's what happened.
Listen, he didn't hit it hard enough to do anything. I get out of the car, and I go to look at the bumper. He gets out of the car. Where I get irate.
Oh, irate. Great.
This random lady is outside next to her car, who works in the building as well. And she goes, oh, everything's fine. Your car's good. I go, who the hell are you?
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, you're fine. It's called accidents for a reason. I go, this doesn't concern you, ma'am. Yeah. This is not your car. You don't call the shots on what's fine. And she goes, it's called accidents for a reason. I go, go to your car. Go to your car. And she goes, you need to calm the fuck down. I go, this isn't your fucking car. I don't know you. Yeah. You don't know whose side are you on. Why? I don't need the peanut gallery telling me whose fault this is.
Yeah.
And then she just goes, you know you're a real asshole, right? I go, he just hit my fucking car and you're coming over here chirping at me?
Yeah.
And then I wrote it down. I was livid. Then this bitch, I was fucking... Dude, I know which one her car is. Listen, Pat Mahomes.
Oh, shit. Pipe bomb.
No. I mean, listen, I'm never going to do anything. But I'm literally just going, I'm just confused. And I'm just at a 10 because I'm just, had she not been there, I would have been like, all right, the car's fine. Whatever, man. It is what it is. And I would have drove on.
Yeah, yeah.
But she goes, your car is fine. I don't know why you're freaking out. And I go, this isn't your car. Why are you fucking chirping?
Why are you even talking?
Yes. Because you're, I want to talk to this man. Who backed into me?
Yeah.
There's no reason.
It's not.
I'm not looking for a witness.
Yeah. It's not your fault that your life is horrendous and you feel like you need to get in here because you want some excitement.
Well, what's funny is she goes, I go, ma'am, just go to your car. This doesn't concern you, which is a bold sentence. I say, ma'am, this isn't about you. If you could just go to your car, go to your car. And then she says, she goes, it's always the people with money who are the most miserable. First of all, we had the same fucking car. I have a Tesla 3. She has a Tesla 3. What the fuck? Do I just look like I have money? First of all, thank you.
Yeah.
But she goes, it's always the people with money that are the most miserable. And then she gets in her car. And that was the line where I go, you know what? Fuck this. And I look at the guy in my car. I go, you're good. Drive off. And then I walk up to her car and I go, what are you trying to get out of this?
Yeah.
And she's sitting there with her windows rolled up. And she looks at me and she just drives off.
Oh, I'm getting 9-iron out. I'm breaking a window.
Dude, I was sitting in my car just like, you know, seething. When you're, And I just go, like, these comments are unnecessary. It's always the people with money are the most miserable. When did I ever once say anything about money? We have the same car. So it's not like I'm driving a fucking 24K gear Bugatti, Andrew Tate on the back. I'm just like, what? But I go, what are these comments for? I don't need your commentary at all in any of this situation.
It is. Well, I mean, the funny thing is by her commenting, I know that you're miserable because your life is so miserable that you feel like you need to interject yourself into something else to have some action. It's like, just leave it alone. Like, it's not like you weren't like having crazy words with this person. So she felt like she needed to like, swoop in and help the dude or whatever. It's like she's literally just being a peanut gallery to be a peanut gallery.
My thing is like, if I hit the guy's car and I was like, it's not even that big of a deal. She'd be like, and like if she's arguing that, sure. And in very, very loose terms, I would be the victim in this because my car was hit. I didn't do anything wrong.
Correct.
So for you to yell at me, you're a fucking whore.
She doesn't work for fucking Allstate.
She doesn't work for this fucking guy.
But she has no idea. It's not, you're not the judge. You're not the judge of this situation.
Right.
It's okay.
Right.
Bitch, you're not judging this.
It's a leased car. I go,
She goes, no, it's fine. It's good.
It's not, why is it fine? Why you, it still hits you. It's not up to you to make the choice if it's fine or not. It's not your
it's
car.
It's my choice if I want to be like, cool, let me get your insurance just in case I need to get checked out.
Correct.
Or when in case I go back to lease my car and they go, hey, you know, there's a scratch in your bumper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've honestly, listen, I want to be pretty feminist 2025. She set you guys back a couple years. This fucking dumb bitch, dumb whore, idiot. Oh, no, you're fine. And she goes, it's called an accident for a reason. If you hit my car, lady, and we're having this conversation, I can be like, okay, let's wind down. It's the fucking peanut gallery.
Yeah, it's not.
Out of nowhere.
Not, you're not here. You're not here.
It's like I was getting a divorce and she was outside of the courtroom and be like, no, she needs more. She needs more money. It just like blew my mind. And she's like, you need to calm down. My car got hit. I'm going to be a little, sorry I didn't get out and just start jumping.
Making out with a dude.
Calm. First of all, this guy already pisses me off. This girl gets out telling me I need to calm down. And then says that it's always the rich people that are miserable. First, thank you. But also, what are these comments? Miserable? My car got hit. You think I'm supposed to be like...
Oh, hell yeah.
Good morrow.
Yeah. Bubblegum and gum drops. Hell yeah.
I mean, dude. I'm mad over a Tesla 3. Clearly, I'm not as balling as she thinks I am.
The thing is, dude, the thing that really grinds my gears is this is not your situation to comment
on. That's what I'm saying.
Go away.
Go to your car.
Go away. Like, it's like, this does not concern you at all. And then for you to make such a hard stance, like, it's okay. Go, like, it's not okay. It's not okay.
Like you said, she was the one doing the all say, like, it's an accident. It didn't even leave anything. If that's coming from the guy, that's a different conversation.
The only person that can assess if it's accidents happen type of mentality is you. Because you're the one that got hit.
Right, exactly.
So if you go, oh man, it's all good. Accidents happen. They're called accidents for a reason. It's you, it's your onus to make the choice if you want to do anything with anything because your property was hit.
Dude, it's like getting punched in the face and somebody else is like, yeah, but it didn't even leave a mark. Like, you can't call the cops, it didn't leave a mark. Like, no, you can't do anything. I can do whatever the fuck I want. If I really wanted to and I wanted to be dramatic, I just got my car and left. Because honestly, I don't care.
Right.
What am I going to do?
Right.
Wait for the cops to get there and be like, oh, there's a little ding. If I wasn't in a rush and maybe there was a dent or a scratch,
yeah,
sure.
Right.
But to your point, it's not her decision.
No.
To be like, you guys are good.
Yeah.
You the bailiff, bitch.
You're not the judge. Where's your gavel?
Goddamn.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
She acts like, and I would never do anything to harm this woman, but just like, if by off chance her fucking son listens and they probably don't talk anymore because she's a horrible mom. But just like, why are you, I'm going to see you again.
But dude, I think I want to stand on this point, and it's not a gender thing. It's a person thing, dude, because if your life is not exciting.
Oh, if a guy did this, he still would have been the worst guy ever.
Yeah, I wasn't putting that on you. I'm just saying like, it's like a person thing in my head, right? If you interject yourself into a situation, you either think very, very highly of yourself or your life is horrible. Like your life is not exciting. And you feel like you need to interject yourself into other people's business.
This bitch has probably left so many Yelp reviews.
Oh, I know. Dude, it's the rubberneck.
She probably writes on fucking Letterboxd about my TikToks. This dumb whore.
Dude, it's the rubbernecking in real life. You're rubbernecking yourself into, like, stop looking at the accident. Fucking drive. The rubberneck shit kills me. Get out of that person's life and drive your fucking, if you're a nurse or a doctor, great. If that woman worked for a fucking insurance company, great. But right. how, nothing you're doing
all you
here
need
is
to do if you're in the, you see it happen. You guys good? Do you need anything? No? Okay. I'll leave now because this isn't,
yeah,
this doesn't pertain
to me. I'm not even cool with the, are you guys okay? Unless you're a nurse or a doctor, you work for an insurance company. You can't
well, yeah.
help this.
Also, it's two adults. They're going to know how to figure this out. We yeah. don't We don't need you.
We do
like
not need
fuming.
You.
I was fuming. I was like livid.
Yeah, you should
I put
be.
Like nine Zins in afterwards. Like just fucking goddamn bit.
Oh, dude, I would have been. I mean, I would have taken out a three iron and shoved it through a fucking windshield. And then I would have done that. And then I would have felt really bad. But
When I walked over to her car, this wasn't like I was walking up Dukes up. I'm saying, what is the point of all this? Why? What are you trying to get out of this? That's yeah. what I said. I said, what are you trying to get out of this? And then she just rolls her window up and then looks at me, doesn't look at me, sees that I'm there, doesn't look at me, and then just drives off.
Yeah, we gotta go knock on the door. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Can I see your Allstate license?
Yeah.
Because you wanna think that you're in good hands? Here's no.
At least you might have free parking for life now.
That's what I said. Said I'm never paying for parking at this shithole again.
Did you say that?
Of course. Because she's fucking chirping at me. The guy's over there just like, I'm 98 and clueless. And I'm like, I'm never paying for parking again.
Yeah, he goes, this doesn't have anything to do with parking. I don't know how to do this.
Also, listen, it's going to be dramatic. It's going to be dramatic. I'm heated. I'm not going to say.
For sure.
I'm not going to say things that I probably align with.
Right.
That's why
I align with
what?
No, I just
you jerk off to LeBron highlights.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just saying I'm laughing because of the wording. Why are you mad at me?
I'm just fired up from this bitch.
What was the first thing you said to the parking attendant when you got out the car? Did you like call him a motherfucker or something?
I didn't say anything. Hmm. All of this started from this fucking Muppet over here. From Bert and Ernie chirping from the fucking balcony.
Yeah.
I get out of the car. So this girl was putting something in her trunk. So she was outside already. So the guy backs into me. I look, and then the second he opens his door and it's the parking attendant guy. I go, this fucking guy.
Yeah. There's already pre-existing beef.
There's already pre-existing beef for this guy. So I see him. I don't say anything. When I get out of the car, she goes, oh, I forget his name. She goes, let's call him Ernie for this. She goes, oh, Ernie, I was trying to warn you. The car, you're fine. That's nothing. You guys are good. And I go, what? No, like I can. What? Let me talk to him.
Yeah.
Oh, you got tag team. She was on his side immediately.
Absolutely.
Oh, she was on his free parking
too. She's miserable
too.
And has worked here for 50 years and didn't follow her dream. And now her sons are going to go to the league, do fentanyl, and their kids are going to be bad. Marcus Jordan. I wasn't even mad that my car got hit.
Yeah.
It was her chirping.
Killed me, dude.
Because listen, we've all backed into a car trying to parallel park or something.
Of course.
It was at that.
I did it 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm fucking left.
It's just.
Just quickly. I didn't slam into it.
Well, where was this fucking Avenger over here to be like, well,
the Avenger is so funny.
It was literally just the commentary.
I mean, dude, I would be, I'm mad listening to the commentary. I would have been furious. Because
I don't even see, I think I got out of the car, I acknowledge the guy, I go, all right. And then I look at the front to see if there's any damage. And then she just starts going off.
What? Go home.
Ma'am, go to your car. This isn't about you. Go to your car.
I don't get those people. I don't get it. I don't know why you would want to comment on something that doesn't concern you. Like, are you trying to like de-escalate the situation? Are you a cop? Are you a detective? Why are you here?
I don't know. I think she's been here a while. She knew the guy by a first name basis. They probably, hey-o. But I just don't know. I think.
Yeah, you got gaslit. You were already in a losing situation, 2v1.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I hit his car and I had an attitude, then I would be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
If I reversed into him and I was like, nah, we're good. She's like, no, you're not. Like, if it was reversed.
She got
dude,
you
dude, if
good.
You can't be the victim and then also tell me what I did and did. I didn't do correct. Anything. I was parked. This right. fucking bitch pissed me off.
Yeah, she's awful. She's awful. Dude, if you reverse into him, he would already be wearing a neck brace. You're like, how the fuck did that already come in?
I could have got out of the car. Oh, my neck!
Yeah.
But that's what just pissed me off. It's like, the guy backing into me, that happens. But it's this bitch thrown in, and sorry, I'm using that term a lot. This whore, again, let me change it. This lady
telling me how to feel.
Yeah. And you don't know me. That's the other thing. It's like, maybe we're like distant relatives or some shit, or like friends
of
friends.
My son. Like, let's say I was her son.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Mom,
yeah,
can
yeah.
you come here? My car got hit. Trevor, you're being dramatic. This car, it's fine.
Yeah.
Good. Random peanut gallery just hit me with the, you're good.
Oh, calling her an Avenger is so goddamn funny.
Go to your car.
What are you doing? What is your superpower? What is your superpower? Chirping? Sit in your fucking car.
Dude, when she told me I needed to calm down.
Oh, when anyone says I need to calm down, I do quite the opposite.
It was like...
rocket launcher.
This... and then the guy just drove off. I saw him the next day. We made eye contact. I was like, I don't even care enough. I don't care.
You know what you do? You hit his little hut.
His little porta potty.
Yeah. This, my man, he's nice sometimes. Sometimes he's an asshole, but he sits in this little hut thing and waits for someone to fuck up. You should literally just, you should go to Avis, get a Suburban, and just run.
Next time we have a guest, he's like, I need to pay for parking, but you hit my car. Okay.
Damn. Well, they take it, they auto pay it or whatever, so we're fucked.
No, I'm saying if a guest comes in, they're like, your guest needs to pay.
Oh, right, yeah, no.
You hit my car.
You hit my car.
That's the thing. If I hit the guy's car, I would be like, yeah, I'm so sorry, this is my bad. I didn't do anything, and I'm catching strays.
Yeah.
I'm catching, dude, she was like a reverse Karen.
I feel like she was a Karen. Was it reverse? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, dude, I'm furious.
I just didn't get the comment.
Let's talk to her.
Always the richest people were miserable.
Let's bring her up. Let's bring her on the show.
We could just go knocking on all the doors.
I know. Yeah. Listen, she's a very sad woman.
It's always the rich people that are miserable. I never once mentioned money.
No.
I have the same car as her. I was wearing a white t-shirt and khakis.
Well, you weren't khakis, dude. That's money. Yeah, this woman's sad. She jerks off of firewood. It's not good. It's not good. She has ramen noodles for fucking breakfast, dude, lunch, and dinner.
I just sat in my car, just irate. And I was driving to a shoot to go film after. And I was just in the car, like, numb. I was like, this fucking bitch. She just drove off.
Yeah, this is why we can't have guns.
No, I mean, but yeah.
Damn, man, I'm sorry. That's fucking crazy.
Oh, I mean, what's funny is, had we been recording Wednesday or later that night, you wouldn't even had a chance to say a word. It would have been an hour of me just berating the situation. But now it's like, you wake up the next day, you're like, whatever. Car's fine. She's feels the need to do that. I was in a rush. I probably could have been calmer. But just don't tell the victim how to live.
Bro, don't tell
victim's a crazy word. That's a strong word, but just don't tell the person, I guess, lightly, yeah, victim. Yeah. Don't tell me how to feel.
Yeah, it is your job to assess the situation and let yourself know how you feel about the situation. Not some woman that you do not know being like, you're okay. I'm okay. Who are you?
Dude, it was literally like talking to my dad, like when I had problems when I was like in high school. Like, I feel this, I'm depressed. My dad's like, you're good. Yeah, just go kick a soccer ball. Fuck.
Yeah, dads don't really know it and never have any good ideas.
Well, when I needed a relationship advice badly, like 3 years ago, I called my mom and my dad. My dad's like, yeah, just work. You'll get through it. And my mom's like, here's what I can do to help. Do you want to meet up? Do you want to talk through this? You want to therapy, this and that? My dad was like, yeah, I just worked. When my dad got divorced, and just worked through it. It's crazy. Your wife, you come home, your wife leaves you, and you're like, cool, let me open up Slack.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but it does make sense.
Absolutely. But it's kind of like with grieving. It's like you can neglect it, but it's going to pop in. It's going to like...
Oh, it's in there.
Yeah.
It's in the soup.
It's in the soup.
You taste it, and it's a little spicy. You go, yeah. What is that? You go, yeah. That's depression.
Yeah.
And you sprinkle some Zoloft and some fucking 24-hour fitness in there and some stray hoes. And you
stray hoes.
You're fine.
Goddamn.
What, you're getting divorced the moment. What are you doing this next second?
Am I getting broken up with, or is my decision?
You come back from the road, coming to your house. Her shit's gone. Letter in cursive says, we're done. I don't love you anymore.
Some cursive in blood pretty soon. Yeah, blow my head off.
Oh, wow, really?
Dude, where am I coming back from the road?
That's true. You just did TD Bank Arena.
Oh, I'm chilling. I don't care. Good.
All right. What did you do? Chuckle Hut Fuckville in Fuckville, North Carolina.
I'm taking a katana sword. I'm putting it in the middle of my couch, and then I'm doing a gainer flip onto it.
All right. What if you just, you're doing moderate, you're doing cool, and that happens? Like, what's the first thing you're doing?
Real answer is I'm sitting in silence and I'm just staring at the ground for a minute. And I might make a few phone calls, some friends, some family, some hoes.
Yeah. I think I might.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Like,
it sounds, it depends if the relationship was, if the relationship was already rocky, then I'm good. If I'm blindsided, I'm blindsided. Legit down bad.
Blindsided.
Oh, I am sad.
No, no, you don't have kids, but blindsided. Oh, come home, her shit's gone. She said, I don't love you anymore. They don't even sign her name. I'm like, what the fuck?
I sign it for
then
her.
Then the woman comes out. You're okay. I'll shoot you.
That's literally yeah. what it'd be like.
I know. What am I doing? What am I first
also,
doing?
Also, good. To go, what would you have done in this car situation?
I told you. I'd take my driver out and I'd be in jail.
Realistically. Do you,
oh, realistically? I would get pretty angry pretty fast.
Really?
I just look at her and be like, why the fuck are you talking to me? Yeah. Why are you, do you know him? I would be like, why the fuck are you talking to me? And then I would be like, do you know him? And then if she was like, yeah, he's my grandfather. Okay, let's have a conversation. But I would be like, do you know him? And then she'd be like, well, and I'd be like, cool. Why are you talking to me? I need you to tell me why you're talking to me. And then I can see how I feel. And if she's like, well, because I thought, no. You're a spectator. Go spectate in the middle of the fucking 101. Get hit by every car. Now, you old fuck.
Dude, I was so mad at her. I didn't even talk to the guy after that.
Yeah.
I just was like, whatever, it's fine.
Turn around, he's gone. What the fuck?
No, I mean, bro, I mean, literally.
Yeah.
The fact that people like that are out here, they're just driving, is crazy.
Yeah.
My man is 94, just reversed into somebody.
Bro, my grandma drove, RIP, my grandma drove way longer than she should have. I mean, I was in the car with her when she ran through two red lights in a row, and then her response was, up, both, up, and then the next one, up. And then she pulls into the gas station. I'm not joking, this is the same fucking drive. She pulls, God rest her soul, I fucking love her. She pulls into the gas station, and you know some of the gas stations have the big, like, cement pile lines, like the things that are like this big that yeah, are like made yeah, of like yeah. metal or whatever. Like, dog.
Those are like magnets to a woman's car. Yeah. My sister hit the fuck out of those in high school.
Dude, my grandma hit the bitch fuck out of it. Like, it owed her money. And then she hit one more. Up, filled the fucking Cadillac up and drove away. I mean, what a boss. Two red lights, smashed an Exxon pile, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
Says, up, three times, fills a Cadillac up, drives home. I mean,
the amount of times cops are like, oh, this motherfucker's hammered. They're like, nope, just old.
Yeah. Well, dude, I get so irate at people. And then I go in my head, I go, if it's an old person, all anger drains out.
Of course.
But that is the only excuse. I look, and if you're 98 and you fought in the Crusades, you're fine. If you are a 31-year-old white fuck, I literally hope you drive into a ravine. And no one that you know goes to your funeral.
So me.
What?
But isn't that funny? And the old people, they don't even know that they're doing anything wrong.
They don't know they're driving. They're like, oh, this Oculus is wow.
But like, let's say they cut you off and you're in the back of the car like, the audacity, this piece of shit, when I catch up to them. And then you like go up and you go next to them and they have no idea they just did that.
No.
You're fuming and they're just like.
They have no idea. Yeah, they look at you, they go, I know people in the Bible. And then they keep driving. And they go, oh.
And they're about like, to meet him again. Yeah, I don't know. That made me livid.
Livid, dude.
Livid. Dude, I was just having a day on Tuesday. I went to Sweetgreen, which I'm never doing that again. Food's great. But, dude, you ever try going into a Sweetgreen?
Like, I haven't been inside of a place in 2.5 years.
I hate doing anything in public. It's always a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Dude, you are the lunch hour. I mean, the line, I literally thought I was going through pre-check. This bitch, like 10 people deep. And bro, it was just so busy. I get to the front. She goes, what do you want? A sweet grain. I go, can I do a bowl with just rice and quinoa and chicken. She goes, oh, so you want a plate? I go, what? She goes, you want a plate? I go, huh? She goes, what you're asking for, what you asked for, well, you said bowl, but it's actually a plate. And then she literally goes, we're trying to educate our customers.
No!
I swear, all my life.
No!
All my life. Let me make sure that went right in my head. So I go, can I get rice with quinoa and just chicken? I just want like a Chipotle-ass bowl.
Got it.
And she goes, okay, so you want a plate. You asked for a bowl. There's a difference. We're trying to educate our customers. She literally said that to me. Educate me. I don't fucking work here.
I don't need to get educated. Shit. Just put it on a plate.
Put it on a fucking cup. I don't give a shit.
Put it on the ground.
Educate
I'm starving.
Me. Ooh, since when do you need a fucking law degree to eat here?
I don't need an MCAT.
Put it in. So, I don't know the fucking difference.
Put it in a New Balance.
I literally looked at her just like, and this was pre-car getting hit. This was the same day. This was the same day.
Could you imagine if it was after your car getting hit?
Oh my God. Sweet green. This bitch would have been in heaven. I was like, in my head, I just was baffled. I was like, this is the hell you want to go? I just was like, I was like, oh, okay. What am I going to, write that down.
Yeah, is there going to be a pop quiz at the end of this fucking thing?
But it's like,
educate?
Why?
This is sweet green, you dumb idiot.
I don't know, like, you could put it in anything, I wouldn't know. I could go to Starbucks and be like, yeah, can I get a small? And then they give me I don't know.
And it's not your prerogative. It's not your, you don't need to know.
If I ask for a tall or a grande, I don't know what any of those are. You could give me a small and be like, this is my grande. I don't know. So if I say, yeah, can I get a bowl? Charge me for a bowl. I don't fucking know.
What's the difference?
I don't, one bowl, one's like thicker and then one's thinner. The salad's bigger and then the bowl's thinner.
Trying to educate the customers?
Dude, I don't know. I'm just like, I hadn't eaten all day. It's like 2 p.m. I'm like, I just want substance. I'm like, I don't. If it was legal, I would go in there with an empty icy cup from 7-Eleven, just scoop chicken and scoop rice and walk out.
That honestly sounds good.
Phenomenal. But like, it just blew my mind. Some of the hills people want to die on. Yeah. Yeah. You said a bowl, but you want a plate. Okay.
Great.
Good.
Great.
Great. Do it now. Put the audacity to ask for a fucking tip. I'm sick and tired of leaving my house. I'm sick and tired of going into society. Every time I go, it's always something. And maybe I'm just stressed out. Maybe I'm just on edge.
Yeah, I think.
Maybe I need to work out more.
I think it's a combination of all of it.
Maybe I need to get touched.
We all need to get touched. We all need to get touched.
What the fuck is that? You leave the house and somebody's just acting up.
Yeah, dude. I mean.
Anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I leave my house, homeless people try to fight me. Another one try to fight me. I was a little more educated, so I moved a little bit farther, screaming at me. What's happening?
Recently?
Yeah, this happened 3 days ago. I got hit by one fucking 2 weeks ago that I already said on this pod. Hit me hard, dog. And then this one, blah, 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 scooters and Jameses, whatever he was saying. And it so close to me, I sidestepped. I'm with Gigi, of course. Why the fuck's everything happening with Gigi? And I sidestepped a little bit. I was on the street. And then he just kept yelling and yelling and yelling and yelling, yelling until I could cross the street. I'm like, buddy, why is everyone so mad at me? So I'm just trying to cross the street. I need to get a fiber energy.
Where was that lady when you needed her?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Let him bite you. What?
It's not going to hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. Leaving the house. The moral of the story of this episode is don't leave the house. But here's the funny thing, dude.
Unless you're going to a Michael Blass on a Trevor Wallace comedy show.
Correct. But it is weird because I have been feeling a bit isolated. Like when I'm in LA, I DoorDash, not an ad, I DoorDash everything.
Could be if they want.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Everything. Well, that's what I'm saying, dude, yeah. I DoorDashed 2 5-hour energies and a Twix. Hey, bitch, walk to the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, well, the thing for me was like, I was like, oh, if I do DoorDash or Postmates, it's going to take X amount of time.
It does.
This is on the way to the studio. I'll just grab it when I'm there. I mean, yeah.
Habsies?
Just crazy. It's always something. And maybe it's...
It sounds like a Sebastian podcast. Sebastian Maniscalco podcast. It's always something.
You try going to the sweet green. Hey, bitch, it was a sweet red. That red light was taken forever.
Yeah.
Sebastian is so funny and so good that when he's doing his act, you're like, dude, Sebastian's doing Sebastian. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Sebastian is a great impression of Sebastian.
Yeah, his personality is always bigger than him.
Yeah.
Like when I see him in public, I'm like, dude, there's people that portray you around the world, but you're the guy. Does
you all, sense? Yeah, 100%. Like you're the dude.
You really
I've only
Sebastian.
Met him twice. The nicest dude in the world.
He's awesome. He's
oh
so funny.
Oh my God. Too. That's how he walked in. The first time I ever met him, maybe I already said the story and stop me if I did, but the first time I ever met him was the Ice House in the green room. He walks in, conversation stops, obviously, and just goes, hey, everyone, I'm, Sebastian, nice to meet you. Just like everyone. Yeah. Like, not like, oh, I'm going to sit in the corner, fuck everyone.
And then the lady in the parking lot's like, you're not Sebastian.
100%. And he's like, look at my license. I don't care. I don't know what I was going with. Yeah, but whatever. Just a nice person. But the point is, don't leave your house. But this is where I was going. When I was in San Antonio, thank you for everyone coming out. I went to San Antonio. I was like, man, let me stop DoorDash and everything. Let me go walk. And I just like walked to the mall and I like did a full walk in the mall by myself.
AI, got a call.
For sure, not real. But I got a coffee and I was like in the mall and I was like, wow. Like I literally missed being with people. I know that sounds horrible, but I'm being serious, guys. I haven't been to the grocery store in a fucking year. I don't leave my house.
I gotta go to the grocery store. I can't do the fucking.
Oh, really?
What is it?
I do it. It's the car like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but they don't give a fuck. They don't care about your order.
They don't.
Every apple I get is so bruised up because they're just like, I don't care. This one's worth it. When I'm in there, I'm fucking. Oh, really?
To me, it's worth it.
But I know my orders give miles real quick.
Give me a bruised apple so I don't have to bring the groceries to my house for sure.
Okay.
And I also, I order like a fuck idiot. I order like a bunch of sparkling water. It's heavy. I don't want to carry it. Guys, I don't want to carry it.
You've changed, man.
A little bit. No, but...
I'm kidding.
You want to carry it? I don't want to carry it.
I'm kidding, man.
Yeah. It's heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say, this is very AI, and we always laugh at me because of my AI-ness. But I was in the mall. I was walking around.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was a packed mall, which I haven't been to in years. When was the last time you've been to a packed mall? Every mall you go to, there's one iguana and three people in two
Panga
Mall's
always popping off.
Oh, it is.
Always. Bunch of fucking high school kids with the same haircut wearing pajamas. I don't know what the fuck. Every high schooler now just wears pajamas.
This is the oldest thing you've ever seen.
No, it's not. Bro, you go to a fucking mall, every kid has a wife beater
you're
on.
Right. Yeah,
can
I'm
you still say
up.
That? The dangly hair, the cross earrings, and just like flannel pajamas.
Yeah. Are you still asleep?
What? Even when
how are you going to get ahead with them goddamn pants on?
But yeah, I don't know. I go to the mall more than I kind of go a lot. But usually it's like one thing. Like I need a replacement this. I need to return this one thing.
Wow, so your brain doesn't go Amazon? I don't leave house, though.
No, it does.
Oh, it does?
I Amazon crazy shit. People get mad at Taylor Swift for flying jets. I'll fucking Amazon Prime a lint roll. I don't go fuck.
I have. I've done it.
But when I go to the malls, like I bought this hoodie from Nordstrom online, but the size was too big. And then you can exchange it. Nordstrom near you has a medium.
Got it. You exchange stuff? I'm so bad at that. If I get the wrong size.
Usually, yeah.
If I get,
If I can exchange it in person, yeah. But we sent you a label. You think I have a fucking printer whore?
Yeah, the label's crazy. I don't have a print. What's even
you
going
need
on?
To ship
what's
me a printer?
Ink? Yeah. What's
the
ink?
Fact that Apple hasn't come out with a laptop where you can just be like print.
It will. It probably can. It just was slow baking
technology.
Printers
are like an emo son that adds nothing to the family.
And costs so much money.
Like, hey, can you do something? Like, no. I just want to sit here in dark and black and white.
Also, you're out of sepia. I'm like, what the fuck is sepia?
Yeah. But that's why LA feels lonely because in New York.
Correct.
Because you're only like. You feel like you haven't seen anybody all day, but you've driven past hundreds of people in a car.
Mm-hmm.
But New York, you're like, let me go get a coffee.
Yep.
You take one block and you feel like you're in it, which is nice, but.
It's so nice. Dude,
I do that too.
But I haven't, I don't leave the house. So it was a weird feeling to be in a crowded mall. It felt like when I was like in high school, it was just a bunch, like fucking packed, dog.
Yeah.
Like it was.
Do you get scared when there's too many people?
Yeah, a little bit. But I was telling myself, relax. It's all good. Everything's fine. Everyone's nice.
Well, I think it's almost, there's so much stimulation, whether it's from shows or airports, of an abundance of people. Like, that's where my head goes to.
Really?
Like, if I go to get a coffee, it's going to be like an airport. If I go to get a, it's going to be like an airport. It's going to be like a show.
Yeah.
But yeah. Then, I mean, I just have my spots that I go to. I have the coffee shop I always go to. It's never really that busy. Local food places, blah, blah, blah. But it is nice.
God, it was nice.
That's why I still like going to get groceries. I feel like I like doing anything. That's why I used to, I don't go to this gym near my house anymore, but I did like it for a little bit of the, like, I'm in the environment.
People, element. Dude. People.
But then my brain quickly starts judging.
But judging's part of it.
There was a lady at the gym with a dog in her backpack. I told you that story.
Yeah.
You don't remember this? There's a lady on the Stairmaster with a backpack with a clear bubble on the back with a dog in it. It was my first time ever working out at this gym. And I'm looking around at everybody else like, is nobody going to fucking call us out? There should be an algorithm in real life that goes, you're shadow banned.
Oh, yeah. In life. You have to go in your house.
Yeah. So it's like, I want to be more submissive. Submersive. What's submissive?
Submerged.
Ball gag? I want to be more submerged and just, you know, because that's where life and that's where
I know
meet people and that's where the events and the bits and
that's where funny comes from, dude.
And just to get you out of your own funk or whatever, it's like,
oh, dude, a fucking walk.
Oh,
dude, just a walk. I'll be in my fucking apartment. I've been writing. Nothing's coming. I can't come. No porn, nothing. And then I'm like, you know what, bitch?
Let me
get the fuck out of the house.
Let me hit a block.
Let me hit a, dude, a block. It just
let me
outside.
Hit a fucking bump of cul-de-sac.
Let me get one line of fucking birds chirping. And then you walk around, dude, I'm talking about 10 minutes.
Oh,
I go
God.
Back in my house and go, why the fuck? That's free.
And you
free.
Know it's going to be, you know every time it's going to be good.
And ask me how much a walk is. $0. Promo free. Code God.
Promo code feet. Feet.
Feet.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, I've had these where it's like, oh, I'm at 5 o'clock, I'm gonna hit a block. It's 5:30. Oh, fuck, I gotta upload. Oh, it's fine. We gotta.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
You know the answers. The answers are all around you. But when you're stressed, you can't see them.
Yeah, what is that? Stress goggles.
Stress goggles. Fight, flight.
Fuck.
Fawn.
Fuck. What's happening?
I forget the other one.
What are you talking about?
I was talking to my therapist about it.
Oh, what is this?
Well, reactions when you're stressed. There's fight or flight, and then there's fawn or.
What's fawn?
Freeze. Fawn?
Freeze.
Oh. Yeah.
I go, why do I freeze whenever I'm overwhelmed? Like, I just stop texting people because I get overwhelmed. They go, and then I just don't respond.
I do the same thing.
I just,
You ever see my phone on Do Not Disturb at like 3 p.m.? I'm there.
I've been keeping it on all day.
It's awesome.
It's incredible. Because what it is you can check your phone at your own pace.
Yep.
I turn off emails. I don't get any notifications now. Because I know I'm already going to check my emails. I'm already going to check my texts. So now I don't have any notifications.
Do you find yourself checking more often?
No.
Really?
No.
I might do that.
It's great.
I might do that.
Because, you know, sometimes you get an email and it's just like for kayak.com or whatever. Or sometimes it's like work shit and you're like, it's fucking Sunday night. I'm not trying to.
Yeah, dude. I did like a really good decision. I like got an email late at night and I needed to whatever. And I was like, nope, no. This is an email where I need a coffee. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't do this right now. And I was proud of myself because normally I'd be like, fucking, let me just, give me a second. No. This is a morning
those
coffee
ones I'll
email.
Put off for a minute, though.
Trev, let me run this by you. I would love to get your take on it.
Run it up.
I saw on the old Twitter X, whatever it's called, right? Or the New York Post. It's called Dear Abby. Who, first of all, who the fuck is Abby?
It's been a thing, right?
I know.
For a minute, right?
I don't know who Dear Abby is. Whatever. My husband's female friend sends him heart emojis. Should I be concerned?
Depends on the color of the heart.
That's exactly the take that I wanted to hear. It really does. Hey, can you bring up the different heart ones and we can
like
assess?
If a girl sends me like a black heart, it's like a neutral like, have a good day. Or she's like goth or emo, but
yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
You know, if it's the vibrating heart or the two hearts or the two hearts that are chasing each other, horny.
If it's a red heart, dog. If it's a red heart,
what are the no-goes?
Here we go. The smiley face thing with the two hearts. That means you're fitting to give head. So if I
the second one.
Oh no, the third one.
Oh.
The third one's crazy. Yeah.
I think the only one you can really send is all the way right. Those
yeah,
last
that doesn't even
two,
count. Those don't even count.
Maybe the pink one.
So the orange one, the yellow one's fine. Now the pink one, I'm not cool with.
Pink one feels very like peace and blessings. Like it feels like if I was a hot chick in an office and a guy was like, "Hey, I got you those reports," you could be like, "Thank you."
Oh, really? I think the pink and the red to me are really love. The other ones I'm cool with.
Red to me seems love.
Well, red.
If you send my man a red heart, you better see red gunshot.
But pink to me is also like a Valentine's Day color. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's my take.
I'm trying to justify it.
But a pink,
you're right.
An orange, a yellow, a green, a blue, a light blue, purple, silver. Fine.
Silver, white.
All that shit. That's
this one,
fun.
This one's a lit. This one feels more friendly.
Yeah, I agree. The hand's making the heart. That one
this
seems
one
more
feels
friendly.
Friendly. This one feels. This I is, agree. That's the one you send at the end of. Thank you for all your hard work, team.
100%. I'm on
and
board
this
with that.
Turns into this.
Yeah. What are the ones that are fine? You know what?
Blue, maybe.
Blue. Yeah, I think all the color ones besides the pink and the red, I think I'm totally fine with.
Yeah, but any heart in general. I need to see the context. I need to see the text. Do they show the text?
No, they don't, but there's a little more to this.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Why would you not show the text?
You want to read it?
They usually exchange happy birthdays for, they've been exchanging happy birthdays for many years, and whenever he gets drunk, he likes to text her like, what kind of drink should I put in my mixed drink, Pepsi or Coke?
Should say Pepsi or cock. This guy's trying to fuck.
Yeah, he's trying to fuck.
It's so obvious. He's sitting next to his wife and he's like, I just need to know what type of soda. Hey, baby, Pepsi or Coke. Those are code words. That means send me a tit pic on Snapchat.
Yeah, I mean.
20 years.
They've been friends for 20 years?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's just old and lonely. The fact that he's even that old and knows how to use an emoji is fascinating.
Yeah, so I think go back to the emojis real quick, please. Oh,
yeah.
That the one the pink one with the blue arrow, that's a no-go.
I'm gonna start sending girls the actual heart one. Like in the middle, you see that?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Had a lot of fun tonight.
Heart.
Anatomical heart. Start doing that. Why not?
It's super funny. I love it.
It's really. You should do that to your girl. Happy Valentine's Day. Then that one.
Actual heart. And then
I love
blood.
You with all my heart. Yeah, blood squirting.
I love you so much. Here's my actual heart. Aorta.
I truthfully didn't know that there was this many hearts.
Oh. I didn't know there was a real heart.
So what if your girl gives you some friend the heart eyes or the heart with a. Around
no
emoji.
Hard eyes ever, dog. That one I'm fine with. That one's like a little bashful. I'm not fine with it, but I would prefer that one over the hard eyes. The hard eyes means like, come
I don't want you
lick
texting
my
girl any emojis.
Huh?
I don't want you texting my girl any emojis. Like if a dude texts my girl like the hiding eye one, like this one, like, ooh.
Yeah.
That's a cheater's
anonymous. You're trying to fuck. Right.
That's the eagle. That's the bird of cheaters is this one right here.
Hmm? Yeah, the state bird of cheaters.
Any emoji means you're trying to pipe. So they didn't say what he was texting with a heart or she was texting with a heart. Dear Abby, let's get some photos up in here.
Yeah, there's no hearts.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good point, though. If any dude is texting my girl any emoji.
It's getting too playful.
I think I'm out.
Yeah, it's getting too playful.
I don't like it.
You're at a point where you're just throwing up the hee hee ha ha's.
I'm trying to think of I text emojis. I text emojis in a silly way to like Stevie. But that's about
I use the same emojis for pretty much anything. I think using emojis to flirt is fucking bizarre. But I use the handshake
I'd be
one,
using, when
the
I was
double
single,
exclamation, or this one all the time.
Yeah.
What do you be when you were single, what were you saying?
Oh, dude, that purple devil guy. Yo, I just got out of the shower. Purple devil. I'm rocked up. What are you doing? Pandemic? Who gives a shit? It's not even real.
Purple devil.
Vax card.
That one feels too horny though.
That's the horny one.
Like if somebody's not on that level, and you get hit with one of those out of the stray.
Oh yeah.
The
if they just got
devil,
finished making a birdhouse and you hit them with the fucking devil, they're like, what is
just
happening?
Just got out of the shower. Yeah.
Fuck? Yeah. I'd be hitting the purple devil too early.
6 a.m.
Yeah. Purple devil over fucking a Denver omelet. That's a problem.
Talk about deviled eggs.
I love deviled eggs. Hello, how are you? Do you like deviled eggs? I can't remember.
No.
What the fuck, dude?
All right. There's better things to eat.
So it was two pink hearts, and in between it said happy birthday. So one heart on each side.
Honestly, I'm
not okay with it.
That's too many hearts.
I'm fine
with
it.
Too many hearts. Stream of Hearts. Divorce. Yeah. Not divorce. I'm filing for divorce.
Well.
He's trying to fuck.
She's trying to fuck.
Oh, right. Yeah. No emojis, man. No emojis. Sorry. No emojis. Nope. Sorry. Anything but love. It's my fucking wife or girlfriend. Leave that shit alone.
You know how they have like ad pop-ups or like child blockers on like Roku?
Yep.
Emoji blocker.
Yeah.
None.
Just a dude blocker.
Yeah.
Can't receive texts from
like,
a dude.
Well, answer!
Nope. You're trying to beat.
You're literally trying to have sex with her.
Yeah, I know it. I've seen you guys. You've given my girl a bath before.
Do you think there's any couples that have like a joint phone where it's like they both use the same phone?
Wow.
Where it's like, oh, you call, it's like, you've reached Mark and Melissa. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. I hate those couples.
A joint Instagram account pisses me off, too. I'm going to just DM it and say, trying to pipe? And then write back.
All
which
of them?
One?
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's do a voicemail here.
Let's do it. I'm
excited. Dude, I will say joint Instagram accounts from people that are dating piss me off. But, dude, it's got to be so easy to make like content. If we live together, do you know how much content we'd make?
Oh, my God. Let's just do it.
Oh my
Let's
God.
Let's just join
bro.
Our fucking Instagram accounts and just do that's joint one, crowd work.
That's one of
you ever come to Six Shots Live? That's what you get.
Yeah, it's gotta be the one of the downfalls of dating me. Downfall, that's right, not the right word, but one of the negatives of dating me is you're just sitting there enjoying something and you go, hey, can you film this real quick? Can you just film this real quick? But if you're both creators and you're both dating, that's a part of it.
It is, but then what if she's like, well, this is kind of my idea. And you're like, fucking argument at Outback.
She's like, do you want a collab pose? You're like, this video sucks. I'm like, let's collab pose.
Oh, right. I made a video of me making
100K.
A... yeah. 100K.
She's like, we have a joint bank account. All right, 50K. But I'm keeping mine.
How do you feel about that? Joint bank account. Married joint bank account.
It depends on who I marry.
True. If I marry Oprah, joint.
Yeah. What if you marry not Oprah?
Separate.
Interesting.
Yeah. Take your truest bank account.
It's too hard to say. I'm not in a position to.
Yeah, I'm just fucking around. All right.
All right, let's listen to this voicemail.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's up, Trevor and Michael? So I got a story for you guys. I've been married for about 4 years now. And I want to get your thoughts on something I did like a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
So my wife, she woke me up and she just straight up pissed me off. And she demanded I make her a coffee. So I went to the kitchen, made her a coffee. And I busted like a 30-second fat nut in her coffee and gave it to her. And I don't really know how I feel about it. But yes, the post-nut regret was fucking insane. But I need to get you guys a thought.
Now, that should have been the Cold Foam Sweet commercial from the Super Bowl.
Bro, wow. Wow.
If put some milk in it. Yeah. You're going to get some nut
almond milk. Dude, if I'm that wife, I mean, divorce.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of questions. One, what is he jerking off to? A Folgers cup? He's thinking about that Folgers commercial. He's like, oh, fuck. They were related.
I mean,
What is he getting off to?
The best part of waking up.
In your cup. What is he getting off to? How long did it take for him to get off?
He said 30 seconds. Is that not what he said?
Yeah, 30-second quick nut.
I would have dipped a Tesco in there, but then it would have been hot. But if he's mixing it with like milk and sugar.
Probably can't even taste it.
Can't even taste it.
It's also, realistically, it's like a protein shake.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of helping you out. You said you want gains. Here you go. This is what The Rock drinks.
Yeah, the post-nut regret. I don't think I'd be able to give it to her. I'd finish in the cup and be like, I'll just
drink it. Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able, because the second you're like you're hobbling into that room, be like, here you go, babe.
Oh, that's diabolical.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I can make, yeah. I mean, dude, you feel horrendous.
She's like, cream and sugar? You're like, sure.
All of that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, especially the first part.
Yeah, there's some eggs in there, too.
Ew.
What?
What do you mean, what? That's crazy. If it's just a black coffee, she would know, but I think if you're mixing it with shit.
I don't know, man. It depends on how bitter that coffee is. I have some espresso that's bitter as fuck. I can't taste anything.
Really? But do you think it would mix in well?
No, it would float to the top.
She's like, why is my coffee screaming?
Yeah, it's also just a bunch
of... that?
It's also just a Marcus Jordan. It's also just a bunch of fucking like fish.
It's really gross. What are you doing if your girl wakes you up and demands you, Michael, I need a coffee right now?
I'd be like, what happened to your arms and legs? Answer me. I mean, dude, demanding coffee is crazy. Unless I like fucked up the night before.
Right.
Then I'm like out there, I'm gonna butler. I've already been up.
Yeah,
I'm wearing a fucking tux.
What awful way to start your day. I mean, for both parties. She's like, you suck, make me coffee. And he's like, yay, I'm awake now. There's cum.
Yeah, and then she goes to her fucking IHOP job and someone's yelling at her about a fucking short stack. And she goes, I drank semen today.
She's like, I already had a short stack. But isn't that crazy? What if the next day she goes, make me coffee again, but make it how you did yesterday. It was so good. And now every time he's in there, he's like a overworked baker. He's like, come on.
It's just blood in there now.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, if my wife wakes me up like that, there needs to be a legitimate reason, or like, I'm not making you coffee. Make me coffee? Make me coffee.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I pay for this fucking house. You make me coffee.
That's wild.
If you pay for the house, whoever lives in that house for free, you're my employee. Does that not make sense?
I mean, it does. I don't know if a lot of women are going to agree with that.
No. I'm saying kids.
Oh, kids, yeah.
If you're my kid, you're my employee.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. I was my dad's fucking DoorDash. He'd be like, go upstairs and get my slippers.
Everything.
What the fuck? Every night. Can you go get my slippers?
Every single
dude. Change his slippers.
Dude, change the That's so fun. I mean, just do everything. Take out the trash, leaves. Yeah. Fucking, you didn't clean the kitchen.
I'm your maid, but I didn't ask to be here.
Yeah. Dude,
I'm a product of you.
That was my number one thing I always tell my mom. She'd be like, what's wrong with you? Can't get your grades? Like, I didn't fucking ask to be here. All the time. I mean, it's a pretty good excuse. I didn't
ask.
You got fucking cummed in my father's childhood bed on Thanksgiving at 3 a.m. when you're high on cocaine. And now I gotta go get your goddamn magazine. I gotta get your fucking Better Homes, Home and Garden magazine or some
good
shit.
Magazine.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
You know, my mom is Republican. She has Gun and Garden magazine. That's how you know.
What an interesting collab.
It's, yeah.
Gun Daisy's. And Garden. Wow.
Yeah. Garden and Gun, something like that.
Yeah, Gun and Garden.
Gun Garden. It's
Garden and Gun.
Yeah, my mama loves that shit.
Wait, really?
G&G.
I thought those were two separate magazines you were talking about.
No.
What is it? What do they talk about?
What do you think they talk about?
Guns and gardens?
They talk about borders and fucking...
Bro, when they say magazine, are they talking like a gun magazine?
Like an actual... Hilarious. That's fucking really funny. dude, they should make magazine guns like painted on magazines.
What an interesting... Bro, magazines ain't nothing but a Snapchat story. God! All right.
What was I saying?
Sock talk. This is from... She said, found out my fiance was sending dick pics to another girl.
Smash.
Now all I want to do is cheat.
Ooh.
Damn. Well, let me say something. Real advice or humorous advice?
Both.
Real advice? Humorous advice? Find that brother and dad, tag team them, film it, then send it to him on Snapchat.
Yeah. That might be the real one.
That might be the real one. The real one is break up with him.
Yeah.
And then do the first one.
Yeah, because you getting back at him by cheating, it's anytime a relationship's like, all right, we're going one for one here. You got one, I got one. I don't think that is really a great grounds.
No, it's not healthy.
Start.
It's like that he did something to severely disrespect you. It's done. You can never trust him again. And take the higher ground and fuck his grandfather. No, take the higher ground and just be like, this is not working. I know what you did and we're done. And then fuck his grandfather.
That's crazy.
I mean, dude, I am. Oh.
That was fiance?
Yeah.
That sucks. Dude, I mean, can you imagine? Like, I'm trying to put it in my life. If my girl and I got proposed, what is it? Engaged? I'm so fucking
If you propose to her. Dude, that's crazy. This guy proposed to this girl with dick pics in his phone to other women. Just in his right hand pocket. Like, will happens, you be mine forever?
Happens by the billions. Yeah. But if that's inverted and we are engaged, and I found out that she's sending cootie pics to fucking whoever the hell.
You gotta call it off.
I mean, call, dude. I'm burning the apartment down.
Are you in it?
Probably. Everyone's in it. Me and Gigi wearing a fucking LA Fireman's gear.
You'd be excited because you're like, oh hell yeah, just save money on a wedding.
Oh, I would be pretty stoked. I would probably drain her someone's bank account. I don't know what the fuck.
And everyone's like, man, I thought you had a fiance. Did. Not Did. Anymore. Next Go question. On. Single streets beat.
Oh my God. I mean, dude. No. Because it's easy to just be like, fuck it, I'm done. But I mean, just like,
yeah,
your entire life is upside down.
You made it to the final level with somebody.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, time to restart.
It's like you made it to the final level, you beat the boss, and you're just walking to beat the game. You're walking to a door, and then you realize, and you're like, fuck, I can't walk through the door. And the entire thing, you got to restart the game. You got to go back to fucking dating.
Or do you want to stay in that same game with somebody sending cock pics?
Correct. You don't want to do that.
It's not a level you want to be on.
No.
There's a different map for you, sweetheart.
There you go.
And it leads to my house. What up?
Uh-oh.
Just kidding.
COD.
All right, secret COD. Sock.
Oh, map.
Girl made me come on my socks on FaceTime. Turns out she was a catfish. At least she wasn't a man.
Yeah, she was. I mean, yes, she was.
No woman would know fine. About the coming on socks technology.
Yeah.
That's guy brain right there. That was 1,000% a dude. Yeah, finish on... sorry.
Yeah, finish on those socks. Sorry. Come on, the Adidas ones, the ankle ones, come all over it. I mean,
wait,
dude,
so when did he find out it was a catfish?
When did he find out it was a girl?
Right. Wouldn't you know immediately when he answered the phone? Or was it like a black screen, he's talking to nothing, and the second he finishes on the sock, someone possible on the screen is like, gotcha, bitch!
Oh, right, you're right.
Wouldn't you know?
How the fuck is it a yeah, I forgot that they were FaceTiming. How the fuck do you know it was a catfish?
Well, it probably didn't look like how she looked in the picture.
Oh,
but
I'm under-
he knows it's not a guy. Like it was but it wasn't the girl that he was probably.
But did he come on by a pretty good wig?
But did he come on the socks while he was on FaceTime?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but so he would know
like
immediately.
The girl was like, "Yeah, I want you to finish." Yeah. Finish
probably
on
she probably made him finish on the socks, and then she was like, "Then I'll show you my face."
Whoa.
Well, if he's doing that, he's either fucking 18 or just a complete
Who's this, Marcus
moron.
Jordan?
I mean, 100%. Jesus Christ. Well, it's all good, man.
Whatever.
I mean, listen, there's no way in fuck I haven't come to a dude. There's no way. The amount of like weird online fucking Bumble, whatever the fucks, Snapchatty, you know, Tinder shit. There's no way that I haven't come to a man. There's no way. The sheer odds of it, none.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's somebody who DMs me a photo almost every couple of months. Great body. And I'm very sure.
Yeah.
Dude, I open them every time. I go, that's a great rack. Marcus?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a manly rack.
Yeah. But it's a rack.
You know what? To each his own. I mean, listen, you know, sometimes you like vanilla. Sometimes you want to come in your wife's coffee.
You got to go back to bed after coming in your wife's coffee. You have to. Post nut.
Go back to bed. You have to kill yourself. You just made your wife Maxwell House, whatever the fuck it's called. You came in it. You walk back. She drinks it. Bitch, you have to kiss her mouth later.
Dude, isn't that crazy? The Keurig just making all those noises.
And you just come in. I hope he was a barista in real life.
What if he times these? Like, can I get off faster than the Keurig does?
I could. Ooh, dude, the Keurig's pretty fast, dude.
That's so hot. That's so funny.
It's really, really funny.
I'm never asking any girlfriend I ever have to make me a coffee. Actually, maybe I am.
Dude.
If she's stirring it like this.
Oh, yeah, she's just fingering the coffee. But I don't think I've ever said to someone, make me a coffee.
Yeah, I mean, the relationship was probably already, he's probably already come in some of her food, like an empanada. He's
probably come in her mom. Make me a coffee is
crazy.
I don't
know, marriage after 4 years, I feel like you talk to anybody who's been married 4 years, they're like, oh, I've thought about it.
Oh,
I've thought about nutting up in her, you know, chicken pot pie once or twice.
Chicken pot pie is underrated.
It's very good.
Guys, we did it. That is an episode.
What an episode.
What an episode.
If the lady from the parking lot is listening, fuck you. You're my new Robert.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you, Robert. We got new merch coming. Anyways, guys, that is the episode, man. Thank you so much for watching and listening. We really, really appreciate the support. Yeah, man, we have a friendly reminder. We have our Patreon. Drops every Friday, ad-free, four episodes, four extra bonus episodes every month for only $5. You also have access to the Discord and exclusive merch and tickets and all that kind of stuff. So, so patreon.com/SipSocksPod for that. And if you're an Apple user, you just swipe your face and all the bonus episodes populate into your feed. So, do that, and then, yeah, come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blast on our tour, and, we're coming to a city near. So, that is it. We love you guys. Peace! Big old dick!